My name is John Davis. Today is the 12th of March 2013, and I'm going to interview Mr. Eric Penning. Eric, will you introduce yourself, please, and tell me when and where you were born?
Eric Robert Penning, I might add. My father's middle name. And I was born in London, in Shepherd's Bush, London. I moved to Gloucester when I was, I don't know. And then I was put into school in Derby Road, which was a very, very good school, because that's where we lived, in the Barton area. And then we moved to the Lanet in the Tuffley area. And from there, I went to school, Linden Road School, which was just across the road, helped. And from when I left school, I was top of the school. I was in an A class and the top boy in the A class. From that, my first job was in a closers. In my first busy, went to art school, then to the gents outfitters as a window dresser. The interesting thing now about Fieldings is that when I was about 10, going to school, a group of us, about four lads, one said he wanted to be an architect, the other one said he wanted to be a train driver, somebody said he wanted to be a violin player. So I wanted to top this, and I said, I'm going to be a draftsman.
All right, so that was your first sort of direction of going to Fielding and Platt then, was it, Eric?
No, I don't know, but when I was at the Gents Outfitters, as you probably appreciate, Thursday afternoon was the shops were shut in Gloucester. And so every Thursday for about 6 months, I went to Fielding and Platt and asked if there was a vacancy. And the timekeeper, can't remember his name.
Morris?
Yes, Morris. He was the only man that saw me, except one day somebody else came down and a little chat. And this was, I'd been going there for about 6 months asking for a job. I was out one day at home and Frank Hanks came round the house and asked to see me, which I couldn't believe really, but since I was out, he came back again and he asked a few questions and made arrangements for me to go to the works and see them. Well, I went into the front entrance office, which was off Southcote Street then. That's an office, it almost in the works. I don't know what they were using it for. But Frank Hanks said, would I copy this passage out of a book, just copy it on paper. He wanted to see what my writing was like. And I was given a job. And the first thing I had to do, I was told I would be 2 years in the works, 6 months tracing, and then drawing. So I was in the works in the tool room. And I finished up on a tool grinder, making tools for Fred Scholars. Now, Fred Scholars was looking after the tool room at the time. And even we were making gears for us, brass gears for a slotter, which had come, a second-hand slotter that they'd bought and they sold. The slotter itself, all the gears had gone. It was clapped out. But Fred had some cast and he felt himself to follow all the teeth. Absolutely amazing.
You obviously needed a lot of patience for that then, Eric, but obviously you'd had a lot of patience in applying for a job all those many times on Thursday afternoons, and it obviously paid off.
Yeah.
Anyway, there we are.
So going on from there, from Fred Scholars, I moved with Frank Hanks, who was an inspector at the time. I was virtually doing nothing there. And some of the lads were going to the tech college at night. And to get there, you had to pay 12 and 6 months. 12 and 6 months for the season to go to the tech college, which, of course, I didn't have. Didn't have enough money. So working during the day, I used to go catch Harry Bedford as many times as I could in the shops and ask him if he'd finance me, ask if the company would finance me to go to technical college, which eventually, because I pestered him so much, he let me go. He paid the money. And so the first year I was in the tech, night school, I finished up with enough marks to win the prize of going next year, the following year, and a book or something. That's the first year. Second year, I did the same thing. I won the prize to go the following year. Then the third year was national. I didn't get a prize that year because I failed. But the second year, I got the national. So then I went on to the fourth year, and the fifth year was the higher national. I failed that the first time and got through the second. But I didn't go any further. I didn't get the Mackie. I didn't bother with that. I'd had enough.
Can you remember any of the subjects that you took, Eric?
Yeah. One was certainly mathematics, and that was related to the higher maths, which I never understood to this day. I don't understand it. And a lot was to do with, you've got to realise that when I started Fieldings, we were just come from, shall we say, the Victorian era. We were just coming out of that. And really, Fielding & Platt was a Victorian company, along with Wagger Works and Permelli, all sorts of companies down there. They're all, shall we say, the result of Victorian times. Even the machinery was Victorian. And books that I've got upstairs now, which I use a lot, were half full of relating to steam and steam valves and that sort of thing, which I had no use for. And that was the sort of thing that was being taught still in the technical college. It hadn't come up to date. So I never needed that. It never taught me about stress and strains in a proper way. But I learnt a little bit about aeroplanes because one bloke came from Gloucester Aircraft Company. I think Roy Pegler was teaching there, but one of his classes.
Could I ask you at this stage, how many days a week did you go, Eric?
Three nights a week. Three nights a week. One was maths, one was mechanics, and the other one was, oh dear. Can't remember.
Never mind. And this was because you must have started at Fieldings then during the war years, Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Were there any restrictions on getting in? Did you have to have a pass or anything like that, or did you just clock in, or both?
Just clocked in normally. We had a gatekeeper at that time. I presume he was monitoring what was happening, but we never used a pass, no. But there's a little thing I do remember. I must tell you about this. It must have been 1943 or 44, not sure, when I was because I used to have to walk to work from where I lived. That was in the Linden area. And I was walking along one day, one morning, and there was a hell of a noise above me. I looked up, and the sky was full of aeroplanes, absolutely full. And to my amazement, they were all towing gliders. So what I was looking at, it didn't occur to me then, I was looking at a load of young chaps my age who must have been frightened to death of what was going to happen to them. And there was me just walking to work. I found that very, very difficult to accept at the time.